The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Drive here on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Welcome to Thursday, December 11th. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your guest host today. As always, we are live and local this morning from our WTBR studio on Federico Drive. And today we are going to be talking with Caitlin Miner, who is the founder and executive director and a pastor over at the Berkshire Dream Center here in Pittsfield. So lots to talk about with the Dream Center and all the incredible things that they're doing with our community and some timely events that are coming up relative to Christmas season coming in. So, excuse me, before we get into all of that, we're going to check in with the weather, and we'll be back momentarily.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect from 10 a.m. this morning to 10 a.m. EST Friday. Today, partly sunny. A slight chance of snow showers this afternoon. Blustery, cold with highs in the mid-20s. West wind 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Chance of snow 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Cold with lows around 13. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 5 below. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, and there is the weather, and it is very Berkshire. Actually, this seems a little early for winter this year, doesn't it seem, Caitlin?
It does, yeah. Absolutely.
So in studio today, we have Caitlin Miner. She's the founder and executive director and a pastor at the Berkshire Dream Center here in Pittsfield. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Brian, for having me.
Yeah, of course. You know, you guys do so many wonderful things over there that we've got, you know, I don't even know if this hour is going to really cover all the stuff that you guys do. So if anybody is joining us at any point today and you want to learn more, you can always go to their website. And what is that, Caitlin?
BerkshireDreamCenter.org.
BerkshireDreamCenter.org.
Yep. Nice. Everything's on there.
Nice and simple.
Yes.
Right to the point. So how long have you been with... Tell me a little bit about the Dream Center and how it began.
Yeah. So we started in 2008. It began with me taking a trip to the Los Angeles Dream Center just for a week to serve. I grew up doing missions work, and that was one of my many trips. That summer I actually spent in Siberia, and then I hopped on a plane to L.A. And again, I thought it was, okay, here's a week, I'll go home, and everything will kind of be back to what it's been, go back to normal, finish college. And that trip truly changed my life, because when I got there, I saw a place where people were excited to serve. They were passionate about helping their local community, and I grew up in church, and I thought church was Sundays and Wednesdays, and that was kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went out there, I saw a hospital that was open 24 hours, 7 days a week, housing hundreds of people with so many services to the community. And their mission statement is find a need and fill it, find a hurt and heal it. So it's just getting to know, again, in your community what people need and then meeting that. So that trip, I saw, you know, downtown L.A., we went to Compton and Watts where the L.A. riots were, and, you know, adopting communities and serving, getting to know people. And I thought, if this can work in downtown Los Angeles, this sure can work in Berkshire County.
Sure.
And so that was the spark that began everything that's happening here at the Berkshire Dream Center. And Pastor Matthew Barnett is somebody I always aspire to look to for encouragement and kind of lighting a fire still underneath us, because I feel like we're still not doing enough. And he shared something that stuck with me my whole life. He said, whoever is the most consistent wins the battle for influence.
Mm-hmm.
So if the gangs are consistent, the pimps are consistent, the drug dealers are consistent, who are people going to go to when they need help?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the church has to be there for people. And so came back home, shared with my pastor, who in Pittsfield was pastoring at the time. Now he is in Middletown, New York. He's still my mentor and pastor. He's an incredible man of God. His name's Joseph Nieves. And he said, well, if that's something you feel you're supposed to do, then you're supposed to start it. And I think a lot of us, when we have ideas, it's easy to tell people what they should do. Mm-hmm. And it's another thing to actually be the one to step up and do it.
Yeah.
And so that's really what began. And then we adopted Morningside Community. We saw a gap of services there and just wanted to help meet that need. Knocked on doors, cleaned up trash for 3 years, and then got our first building in 2011.
Mm-hmm. And that is located on Tyler Street, right?
Yes.
Where you are now, right?
Yep.
Is that the same one that you've had since 2007?
No. So we've had a blessing of kind of being gifted buildings, which is such a miracle. Mm-hmm. So we met an incredible landlord, and Cherry Street was the first location. And then since then, we've outgrew the places we were, and now we're on Tyler Street that is home. So we're very thankful for where we are today at 475 Tyler.
Yeah, 475 Tyler. Right, what's the intersecting road there?
So Grove Street and Tyler.
Grove Street, right. Okay. And you guys have been there since?
So since 2015.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yep.
And you've been a 501(c) since 2011?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, you guys are really well established.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got the
real estate to prove it. You've got the consistency to prove it, you know, as you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, an incredible team, too. Mm-hmm. So we rely a lot on volunteers to make what we do possible. So we have a team of about 71 volunteers that are part of the many different programs that are happening. So it's really awesome to see the community wanting to help others and to go from one side of being served to now serving. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a journey, a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned mission before when you were talking about out in California when you came back from Siberia, by the mm-hmm. way. That's a big change. Let's talk about the mission that you have here for the Dream Center, which, I'll read it. I mean, you know what it is, but it's restoring hope, rebuilding lives, and realizing dreams, right? That's your mission as you have it posted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and we really want to help move people from despair to discovering their purpose and mm-hmm. coming alongside of them and asking them a question. What is your dream?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
is your hope? Because mm-hmm. a lot of people have given up and they move from, you know, really having those aspirations to just survival mode. So we want to help meet those immediate needs so they can begin dreaming again and having hope for their life. That's why we're called the Dream Center. We don't analyze dreams. We're not a sleep center.
Right.
Some people call us and ask us that all the time. Uh-huh. But we really want people to, you know, begin thinking for themselves that there is purpose and there is something bigger that you can be part of and make a difference, whatever that is in your life.
Right. So you give them an opportunity to build some hope.
Yeah.
And to have a dream.
100%.
To pursue. So let's talk about some of the things that you offer that that provide that structure for hope and dreams.
Sure.
What are some? Let's see. I know for number one, of course, before anybody can explore those dreams, right, and pursue those types of things, they need their basic needs met. So that's a big part of what you do. You provide those foundations. You provide food and clothing. So let's start off talking about the kitchen that you have.
Yeah, so our food insecurity program, so that's the restaurant-style soup kitchen we have and also our pantry. It serves now every 1 in 4 residents in the city of Pittsfield. So we serve 10,000 people every single year just through those food programs. So we have the Bright Morning Star Kitchen. That is a restaurant-style soup kitchen. We're open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. We actually have a hostess or a host that seats people and then servers that wait on them. It's really nice because we're focused in on dinner services to help the children who don't get meals in school. So mm-hmm. that's where we work with Morningside Community School. And we saw that gap, too. So we wanted to help meet that need. So we serve every month now almost 500 to 600 meals. And people can come in with a menu that's given to them and choose their starters, whether soup or salad, mm-hmm. and then 2 different dinner options. And then from desserts, and Wednesday nights and Thursdays, we have homemade baked desserts by Baked Blessings, so a company that actually does that for us. And so a lot of people come in sometimes just for those desserts on Wednesday night. But it's one of the things that we love about the Bright Morning Star Kitchen is people having that dining room experience that maybe they can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I remember one night there was a family with 6 kids that came in, and those kids were so excited to be out to dinner. And one of the boys, he said, this is my first time. And he like had so much fun. Can I have lemonade? Can I have iced tea? Can I have this and that? He tried to order coffee. And at that point, I said to the parents, I'm not sure. But yeah, it's nice just again for families to gather and also a place to build community. So mm-hmm. we invite the community. It's not just for those in need, but for us to begin to know each other, respect one another, and to lift each other up.
Mm-hmm. And I've been down there, and it's very comfortable. It's a warm environment. It has that restaurant feel. So you've done great with the atmosphere of that place. It's very inviting. And to your point about you don't have to be someone in need to show up, that you do want to have other folks coming in, because that's that opportunity to engage with different people that you might not otherwise, from both ends, right? Because if you make those connections, that could be something that could help somebody get to another level.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I really appreciate that aspect of it, that you have that open to anybody to come down there. I think that's great.
Thank you.
And then you have the food pantry as well.
Yep, so we're open 3 days a week. So we do after work hours on mm-hmm. Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. So we understand that people who are working sometimes don't meet the requirements for assistance, but yet they don't make enough to be where they don't have to worry about things. So that's mm-hmm. really my heart, too, is the working class. So that's where we really opened that up recently. And then we're open Thursdays and Fridays. So this morning is our busiest morning from 10 to 12. And it's a market style. So people get shopping bags and they can walk through and pick what they want. We have music playing and mm-hmm. coolers. And, you know, the Western Mass Food Bank has been a huge part in making us be able to distribute how many pounds of food we do every single month. We distribute over 3,600 pounds. And so every year it's over 170,000 pounds of food. Mm. And so that, again, is because of donations from our community. But when we first began, back in 2008, we began from the trunks of our cars in Morningside parking lot. And it was 5 bags of food, and it was what volunteers could afford. So we went to the old Price Right. We got Vienna sausages and ramen noodles. And, you know, that's all that we had. We were thankful for it. But now to see what it's become from the community helping, we can now distribute milk and cheese and eggs and meat and some really fresh produce, some really great items. And so that's one of the most favorite things that we do, is let people come to our little market and mm-hmm. get what they need.
And that is, I like the model that you're talking about, where people can come in and just sort of as though they're shopping. Like that, you call it a market, for yep. one, right? And they can take what they need instead of getting things that they don't need, which might go to waste, right?
Yeah.
So it gives them a little more agency, too, as to what they know that they need and what they can plan to cook, right?
Yeah, and for us, it's all about the power of choice. Mm-hmm. And we really want to focus, if I was on the other side of that line, how would I want to be treated? And I yeah. have people now walking in who there's almost a stigma of, like, shame. And they come in and their head is held a little bit low, and they say, this is my first time to a food pantry. Mm. Like, I don't really know how to do this. So we really want to try and break that and say, it's okay. We're here. We're all on the same journey, and here's some bags and have fun, you know, shopping, and that's it. And so it's the power of choice. And same with our dining room, the power of choice for a menu. We want people to know your choice matters. And we do care about your desires and your needs, too. It's not just because you need some help, here it is, and that's all that you have. So that's what we like about the model that we changed to a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I know you also have the food truck comes in. What day of the week?
Tuesday.
Tuesdays. So you mentioned that you had 71 volunteers.
Yes.
That's pretty incredible. So you got 71 volunteers already, but, you know, especially with this being the season of giving, and I'm hoping that, you know, I'm sure there are people out there who are looking for a way to volunteer somewhere, so they could add to that small army that you have, right? There's always a need. So, for example, I know that you're occasionally looking for help with the truck unloading, right? So tell us a little bit about that and how somebody could help out.
Sure, absolutely. So those who get to know us know there's no shortage of things that are happening at the Dream Center. We always need help. So Tuesdays is one of the areas of help that we need. So the truck comes in around 1:30, and we actually unload the 3,600 pounds of food and get ready for the whole week, whether it's splitting up into the market, or yesterday we even went out to 5 different truck stops because we have a mobile food pantry in Pittsfield. So we serve there, too. So Tuesday is kind of, again, stocking day, getting all that ready for the week. So if people want to serve, the commitment's only 1:30 to 4. Mm-hmm. We'll have you out of there probably before 4 o'clock. And it's definitely a good day, but one that we do need more help. So anyone can just show up.
Just show up.
Yep, just okay. Show up.
All right. So tell me a little bit more about the mobile food paying tree that you said. You said, where do you go with that?
Sure. So we have now nine locations.
Nine locations.
So we have six in Pittsfield, three in North Adams. So we go once a week. So yesterday was five different stops in Pittsfield. So it's the same location, same time every single month to build that consistency. And so we went to 2nd Street, we went to Providence Court, Berkshire Peak, and a few other stops. And then next week we hit another one in Pittsfield. And then the end of the month we go to three in North Adams. So we partner with churches up there who actually meet us and help serve, which is such a blessing. Yeah. So the food, making it accessible to people who can't get to us. We partner with housing projects, get permission to park on their property and work with them to help spread the word to everybody who lives there, flyers, different things like that. So it's helpful to have that partnership as well for the hundreds of people that live there.
And that's great that you're extending yourself up to North Adams too, because you are the Berkshire Dream Center, not just the Pittsfield Dream Center, right?
Yeah.
So wherever there's that, I mean, we know there's a need, right? Everywhere, north, south, center, but that you're able to do that outreach is something. And, you know, again, it comes down to working with other organizations, you know, and other people.
Yeah.
So that networking is key.
It is. It's absolutely key. North Adams, there's some incredible people that now I call friends. And so it's nice to have that collaboration where, you know, next week there's some adjustments. One of the biggest words at the Dream Center is pivot. We have to pivot a lot. So next week with gift distribution the same day as our mobile food truck stops, we had to pivot. And so just to call on them and, you know, to work together and just make it happen. It's so much better having those partnerships for sure.
Yeah. So anyone who's just joining us now, we have in studio here on the morning drive, we have Caitlin Miner, who's the founder and executive director and a pastor at the Berkshire Dream Center here in Pittsfield. And we're talking about all the services that the Dream Center brings to this community. With Christmas being just around the corner, let's talk about the miracle. Was it, how do you pronounce it? But Miracle at Morningside, right?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
So this is one of our favorite days of the year. So it got its name actually from the school itself. The staff and the students came up with the name, the Miracle at Morningside, because it's something that they wanted to see happen for years and just needed some help to make it possible. So at the Dream Center, every Christmas, we love blessing people. And we know there's so many different Christmas programs out there. So we really kind of stepped back about 7 years ago and said, how can we bless the children in our local community to the best that we can? And so that's where we saw Morningside. And so there's 375 kids. And now it's become an annual thing that we adopt the entire school. We work with the incredible team that's there and the staff, and the new principal, Heather, is phenomenal this year. And so we just come and say, how can we serve you? And can we come back in and bless the kids in this way? So we've adopted all the students, so they will receive a Christmas present next Thursday. And not only just one present, they're actually all opening one bigger present and two little ones. So everyone's getting at least three gifts.
Wow.
So our wrapping party for that event is this Saturday from 10 to 1 at the Dream Center. So if anyone's really good at wrapping, we have a lot of gifts to wrap. But for us, it's more than a gift. So sometimes people ask us, why is it you do Morningside every single year? And for us, it's because it's our local community. It's one block from us. And if we don't take care of those closest around us, then how can we expand that out? And so for these students, it's more, again, than a gift. It's about building that relationship with the students, getting to know them so they know that there is a safe place to go if they need help. And it's that consistency that's so important to us, that we keep showing up for these students every single year. And we're actually the building where they go to for their fire drills, too. And so it's nice for them to have that connection of where can I go? And also when we're out in the street, you know, serving, picking up trash, talking, it's nice to see the students see us. And they get excited. And again, it's investing in the next generation. It's more than just here's a gift and that's it. It's where they know we're going to show up for them. And that, again, these are people who really, truly love and care about us. And so it's that connection of investing in these kids that matters more than anything else.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's actually deeper than I had even thought on my own. So that's really impressive. So as far as this drive goes, can people still get gifts to you to give to the kids? Are you still accepting gifts?
Until we wrap this Saturday, anyone can drop any gifts off. That would be fantastic.
Okay, and they can just drop it right there at the Dream Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
One thing, when we're talking about going to the Dream Center, is there a particular door that people should go to?
Yeah, there's a few doors. Okay. So we're on the corner of Tyler and Grove. Mm-hmm. So if you go around Grove Street, there's a driveway. The end of the driveway, there's a glass door, and you'll see our sign right there. Okay. And so right now we're excited because we're rebuilding the bell tower. And so there's a lot of construction. If you drive by the Dream Center, it's a wonderful thing through the Historic Preservation Grant, since we're in a historic building. We want to see the bell ring again. Hmm. And so it's taken a few years to get here. But when you drive by now, there's progress. That's why there's construction. But you just go around on Grove Street and you can find us right there.
All right. So you're still accepting gifts. And the wrapping party is Saturday.
Yes.
What time again?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock till...
1 o'clock.
Or until done, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hot chocolate, coffee, donuts will be provided.
All right. So that's a great thing, great way for people to spend their Saturday if they're looking for something, a way to give back and
yes.
during this Christmas season, holiday season, the Hanukkah season, whatever it might be.
Absolutely.
This is a great opportunity to kind of give back to the community, be part of this incredible endeavor.
And children are welcome. Families can come with their little ones and wrap.
Okay. I'm not, you probably don't want me there. That's always just been the bane of my existence every holiday.
Yeah.
I've come to putting things in bags.
Yeah, yeah. Bags are helpful.
Bags are helpful, but I know the kids like to have the wrapping paper to rip open. So so we've got so many things that go on with you guys. You know, all the stuff that you do for the community. We also don't want to lose sight of the fact that you are a church and that you do have services there if people want to attend. So I know in particular that you have a Christmas Eve candlelight service.
Yes. Right?
And what time is that on?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And then just regularly throughout the week, what are your services? When do you have services? And
yeah, so Sunday's service is at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
We have a cafe open beforehand at 10:30, mm-hmm. and the main entrance is right off Tyler Street. And so we would love for anybody to join us for church because we have a really great family there. It's neat to see people from the working class to those who are homeless come mm-hmm. and just to gather together and focus on what brings us together instead of what divides us. Some people think that, you know, we're a church just for those that we serve, and that's not the case. Mm-hmm. And so we have around 100 people, so that's our average every single week. We have a great children's program. We have a youth program, too, for middle schoolers and high schoolers during service on Sunday. Nursery, and we're building a toddler class, too. So we want to be a family church and have something for every single age that they can bring their kids and enjoy service themselves as well. Church is an hour, so mm-hmm. usually you're out of there 12:15. We try mm-hmm. and be done. But it's a really great family that's there. And the church is really a huge part of what's making the outreaches we do possible throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And I know on Sundays, I look forward to seeing the family there.
And you also have concerts there occasionally, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had one last month.
Yeah. What was that? What was the theme behind that? Or
yeah, so we work with Fuse Ministries, so they reach out to us with different artists and concerts. So mm-hmm. it's nice to bring bands and groups to Berkshire County who maybe normally may not come. So our sanctuary on Sundays, it seats around 400 people, so there's plenty of room for everybody. So mm-hmm. that's where we love hosting concerts. And this one really was about letting the next generation know that they're seen, mm-hmm. that they're valued and not to lose hope. One of the bands, the lead singer, shared how he goes actually into school and tells the youth not to give up, and no matter what you're facing, you know, it's not worth ending it, and that there is purpose. And so for us, it's letting again the teens and the youth and engaging with them that, you know, don't lose hope, that there is, you know, a purpose for your life. So it was a really great concert. We had a really good crowd too, so it was fun to sing, and people were up and clapping and dancing, and so we hope to get more bands.
So that particular artist that you were just talking about, I mean, not only was there music, but there was also a message.
Yeah.
Right. And that's one thing, you know, I wear a few other hats around here, and you guys have opened your place up to giving us an opportunity to do some presentations there at the church on suicide prevention and internet safety for kids. And so I appreciate that, you know, that you recognize a need for those conversations. And,
yeah.
And you promote it, you invite people, and people show up. And I know also the Choices Mentoring Initiative, Right, they're based out of there too, right, with Dr. Bile?
Yes, we love Dr. Bile. Yeah. He's incredible with what he does with the youth and the teens. So we opened up our space to them, and we're so happy that they can use it to really pour into the youth. And I see a lot of good things and opportunities that they have and traveling experiences. I just saw that they went to New York, which was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's nice to see that the youth locally are poured into, and then he provides opportunities for them to see beyond just Berkshire County as well. So Choices Mentoring is a great group.
I know that they do a trip to, I think, Jamaica.
They did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was pretty exciting. I mean, not for all of them, but, you know, there was some sort of, I don't know how they decided who was able to go or not, but I know that some of the kids were able to go to Jamaica. So that was pretty impressive. And I met some of those kids, and they were pretty excited.
Yeah. I would be
experience.
Too.
Yeah. So, you know, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of your travel.
Sure.
All right, because I know you want to maybe mention a little bit about some of the mission work that you've done before and that you have coming up, which is pretty exciting. But I want to leave time for that. So, but before we go to our break, let's talk about the upcoming events that you have. Just in your calendar, I see every couple times a day you have, or a couple times a week, you have a health and wellness session in the morning. And I know your husband, Jesse, you know, I know him as well from Canyon Ranch, where he used to work. And he was there many, many years, right, as a fitness instructor. So he's applying those skills that he has to a free service that you guys offer, right, for people to come in and just learn about healthy eating and overall wellness, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So this is a brand new program that launched in October. So thanks to our partnership with different organizations around here, they help make it possible. So my husband, 19 years, he was a personal trainer at Canyon Ranch. And let me say, he is very good at what he does with compassion and a heart to meet people where they're at, no judgment whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And we also have a nutrition coach as well at the Dream Center. So we just really started looking at our services and seeing how can we make a more well-rounded approach to those that we serve. And so a lot of it too is education for people, not knowing how to cook healthy, not knowing how to eat right, and showing them how they can take the items in the pantry and make a nutritious, healthy meal from, and breaking down those barriers and those challenges with this mindset sometimes we have of you have to have a lot of money to eat healthy, or you have to have all this money to access, you know, wellness classes. Mm-hmm. So that's where to bring it to the people we serve. It's offered 2 days a week on Tuesday, Thursday morning. So this morning we have our classes available. 9:30 to 10:30 is nutrition coaching, and then 10:30 to 11:30 is the fitness piece. And it's open. People can drop in. We want to eliminate the barriers of people needing to sign up and all of that as well. Mm-hmm. And so we're thrilled to have it be at least a year we know we can offer it, and then we'll try and offer it again moving forward with the funding and the help with people jumping in. So there's a lot more to come for sure with the well-rounded approach and seeing what other barriers are people facing that we can help, you know, break down.
Right. I mean, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Right. So if there's an opportunity to learn how to take care of yourself better and use what you're given there at the food pantry and be able to get the most out of the food that you're collecting, you know, can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
So great that you have that opportunity to be able to do that for folks. And I hope people take advantage of that.
You know. Me too.
But the show is on whether anybody shows, right?
That's right.
You're there
yeah,
to do it.
Yeah, and we've had some people every single class.
Yeah? Oh,
so
good.
It's encouraging with a new program. You never know what's going to happen, but you never know unless you try. So we just stepped out and said, let's do it, and people are showing up.
So before we go to the break, how do people support you through donations? What kind of donations do you accept, and how do they provide that to you?
Yeah, so on our website, berkshiredreamcenter.org, you'll find there's a donate page. One of the biggest things too is monthly sponsorships with coming alongside of us every single month, whether it's $10, $20, it makes such a difference. But also the biggest donations we need are non-perishable food items and also clothing they can reach out. And so we accept seasonal clothing. So right now it's scarves and mittens. And, you know, anything like that, shoes, boots, that's a huge thing as well. For some reason, we get a lot of women's clothing, which, of course, we still need. But men, we need a lot of men's clothing for those that we serve. Mm-hmm. And we actually bring it out in the streets to people, too. Mm-hmm. And so on our website, you can see all the different things that we accept.
Okay, great. All right, so we are coming up on the top of the hour. So we're going to pause for a station ID. We're going to thank our underwriters. And when we return, we will continue our conversation about the Berkshire Dream Center with Caitlin Miner, who's the founder, the executive director, and pastor of the Berkshire Dream Center here in Pittsfield. So you are listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be back in a moment.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Hi, this is Josh Cutler. On behalf of the Jewish community of Berkshire County, I'd like to wish all listeners of WTBR-FM a happy and joyous Hanukkah season. This year promises to be one with many exciting community celebrations. May this Festival of Lights be one that is filled with family, friends, great food, and great spirit. L'chaim.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and welcome back to the Morning Drive. I'm Brian Burkle. I'll be your guest host today. And you are listening to WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 FM in Lee. So in studio today, we have Caitlin Miner, who's the founder and executive director and the pastor at the Berkshire Dream Center here in Pittsfield. First, we're going to check in with the Berkshire weather, and then we'll get back on that subject.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect from 10 a.m. this morning to 10 a.m. EST Friday. Today, partly sunny. A slight chance of snow showers this afternoon. Blustery, cold with highs in the mid-20s. West wind 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Chance of snow 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Cold with lows around 13. West wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 5 below. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, and welcome back. So I just want to remind everybody that if you miss a portion of today's conversation, or there's something that you wanted to review, or maybe you want to see the whole thing or hear the whole thing, you can always go back to our website on PCTV and find this recording. So you can always go back and see what you might have missed, or if you you want to just see it again, you want to just see us again and hear what we had to say, then please go in there and check out the menu. They're all there. There's no hiding. It's out there forever. So, again, we have Berkshire Dream Center as our conversation today, and Caitlin Miner, who's the founder and executive director. She is here in studio. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. So we want to talk about what's going on at the Dream Center, and specifically the most current event that's happening is the Miracle at Morningside, which we talked a little bit about in the first half hour. But I want to revisit that because it is coming up. And that's where you provide gifts to the kids at the Morningside School. And you explained very, very well why you know, you're doing that at Morningside, because that's your community, that's your backyard. And but we want to put out to people that, one, they can still make a donation of a gift, right, up until Saturday, because Saturday is the wrapping party.
Yes.
And that you also do need, if anybody has some time on Saturday, you could use some elves to help with the wrapping. Is that correct?
Yes, from 10 to 1 mm-hmm. at the Dream Center, just around the side off of Grove Street, you'll see the entrance, and we'll have Christmas music playing, hot chocolate, coffee, donuts. And if they can bring some wrapping paper, great. If not, we do have some, and we have to wrap 375 gifts, and every child gets at least 3 gifts that we wrap together, so we absolutely need help. So families are welcome. Children are welcome. It can be a family thing, even if you come for a half hour. You don't have to stay, you know, more than you can. So all hands make the work lighter. My son, who's 5, he always says, teamwork makes the dream work, Mom. So that's what we like to say there, is that it does take, you know, a team to make it possible.
Right. And like you said, it doesn't have to be the full commitment of all those hours. Even just showing up for a little while is going to help relieve the burden of the overall job. So if you have a little bit of time, you can swing by there and help out. That'd be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned early on about some mission work that you had done before you started with the Dream Center, right? You said you were in Siberia, right?
Yes.
And then you were in Los Angeles, where you found your inspiration for the Dream Center. Before the show, you and I were talking a little bit about your own experiences and how you had done a number of excursions like that before. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that kind of inspired you?
Yeah, sure. So at the age of 13, I learned about the opportunity to travel with a group called Teen Mania, and it really changed my life. My first trip, I was 13 years old, and I went to Mexico, and it just broadened my perspective that the world is not just here, and what we see and what we experience and what we live every single day isn't the reality for so many people in other countries. And so missions work and traveling and doing that is a passion of mine. It's a heart of mine. So at the age of 13, all through middle and high school, summer and Christmas time, you'd find me overseas in a different country celebrating New Year's in Panama in the jungle, living with tribes in huts with no electricity. Russia, I've been to 5 times. Thailand, I've been definitely very blessed. But it all came actually from me having to fundraise and find people who believed, you know, in me going and helping people in that way and meeting them where they're at. I went to college for world missions. I thought I would be living overseas. I started learning Russian. And then to find myself now planted here in Berkshire County, I grew up in Plainfield, only a half hour away. It's really home missions. And so I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing locally, but to have now the experience after 10 years, well, really 12. I've been married 12. I have 3 beautiful children. Being married and having children changes a lot. And so now for our family to see a passion of mine that I grew up with for years, that's, you know, still a huge part of who I am. Now to have the opportunity to travel with my whole family, we're going on an overseas trip next month to be able to help pour into people in their local community and see how they can help others. So it's really awesome. And we're so humbled to have that opportunity. Again, what we're doing here in the Berkshires now affect others across the world. So, it definitely, I would encourage anybody listening, if you're able to, you can do car washes, you can do bike-a-thons, you can do anything to raise money to be able to do it. I remember I used to bike 30 miles and get people to pledge how much per mile for me to go to on those trips. But I would do anything to get there, because, again, when you're over there and you see other people's worldview, and you see billions of people live different than here, you just appreciate what we have here so much more, and you view things differently. So that's a huge part of who I am, for sure.
And just to reassure everybody that while you guys are overseas, the mission continues here as well, right?
Absolutely.
Right. There'll be no pause. Everything will keep moving here, right?
There's no pause. Yeah. Our doors are staying open. We have an incredible team. Mm-hmm. And then actually next year, we're putting a trip out to anybody who wants to go. We're taking people to the Los Angeles Dream Center in June. Mm-hmm. And so getting, again, bigger vision, bigger perspective, new ideas, because we can be doing a lot more here. But yeah, no, our doors aren't shutting for one day. We're going to keep staying open.
Yeah. And you mentioned before you have almost 71 volunteers that operate at some level with the Dream Center. But you're always looking for more, right? It never hurts to have some more. Just like with the wrapping paper situation, you know, people can just give whatever little bit of time they can to help offset some of the responsibilities and the mission that you guys are trying to fulfill.
Yeah, the need is growing. So our team has to grow. We have volunteer orientation every single month. My husband, Pastor Jesse, runs it. So it's usually the first Tuesday at 6:00. But again, that's online. And so as the need is increasing, because we used to serve 9,000 people 2 years ago. Now we serve 16,000 people a year. Mm. So with that need increasing, we absolutely need the hands and feet, and we won't turn anybody away who wants to help. Something you won't hear from us is that we have too many volunteers. That's not a thing at all, because there's always more work to be done. We even have outreaches where we go out on North Street twice a week and serve those who live out on the streets and just meet them where they're at and see again how we can serve. The stuff that we do is not just in the building, but outside as well.
And you know, beyond the food services that you provide, you know, between the pantry and the kitchen, which is open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for dinners, right? Open to anybody who wants to come. And it's a nice sit-down restaurant-style experience. Right?
Yeah.
But above and beyond those, you also have a clothing. You provide clothing services for people, right?
Yep.
And then you have the bookstore as well, right? The Mustard Seed?
Yes.
So I mean, you're covering a lot of bases there. I know that one thing that you don't have, though, is you don't have actual shelter. You don't have beds, right?
Right.
For anybody. But I know you are involved with the Homeless Advisory Committee, right, for the city.
Yes.
So even though the Dream Center doesn't have that services, you yourself are engaged with making sure that those services are available to people. Can you tell me a little bit about what you are learning from that advisory committee and what is available out there in Pittsfield for folks who need a place to stay?
Sure. So I'm humbled to be on that committee and to be appointed for sure by Mayor Peter Marchetti, who's a great friend of ours. But, you know, like you said, if we can't help provide it, it's the network and collaboration that makes it possible. Mm-hmm. And so there are great resources out there for people, and ServiceNet has a shelter, and so there it's open and beds are available. I know that just got put out there too. So we help point people to those things that are out there, that they don't have to stay outside. And again, meeting them with the tangible things and helping them know the location and know the hours and know who to talk to. It's those relationships that matter, and helping also us get on the phone and calling alongside of them. I think one of the biggest things for me, again, I always try and think, how would I want to be treated? Mm-hmm. Is that I think all of us, if you call a place and they can't help you and they give you another number to call someone else, and then you're rerouted and you make 5 different phone calls for one thing that you need, it's a little bit frustrating.
Sure.
So we like to, again, get on the phone with people and say, hey, we may not have a bed here, but how about we call ServiceNet right now and let's see what we can do to help you. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great group of people that are on that committee who really have a heart to try and meet that need.
Yeah, so your practice is to have more of a warm handoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so instead of like, here, just give them a card and here's the number.
Absolutely.
You're there because in large part, because you have those relationships with those other agencies and those connections. So it's easier for you to be able to escort those folks into that situation.
Yeah, so one example, too, is I was helping a woman who was homeless with 2 young children just last month. And she came in and she knew us. Mm-hmm. So we were her point of contact. And I just sat with her in the office and made those phone calls with her. And it definitely is helpful to know the people on that committee, because when you pick up the phone and it's a first name basis, I find it helps get things done a lot faster as well. And yeah, everybody stepped up. Now she's okay. Her children have a place to be. And it's just awesome to see how things happen so in such a short amount of time when you know each other and you know what's available. And again, just picking up that phone with that person.
Right. And so ServiceNet, just to just explain a little bit about what's going on there. There was actually an article in the paper just, I think, maybe even today or yesterday, if anybody wants to look at that. But they have a shelter at 21 Pearl Street where they have up to 40 beds. I can't speak, obviously, as to what the availability is at this point. But I do know that they have a additional cold weather station, right, where people can get in from out of the cold. Especially,
yeah.
I mean, we've already had two nights. I mean, it's not
it's
even mid-December.
Freezing.
We've already had two nights that were 0 degrees. So, you know, if that's a prophecy of things to come for this winter, there's going to be a real need for that. So make sure that people know about that as a resource for their safety, that there are these cold centers, well, warming centers when it's cold outside. And again, shout out to ServiceNet. They do good things. Erin Forbush over there is great. She's very dedicated to that program.
Yes, Erin's phenomenal. And I want to say one of the biggest things, too, is her heart, and she speaks for the agency, is that they don't want to turn anyone away.
Mm-hmm.
They want to help people. So I think just knowing that and knowing her, just know that she's a wonderful person. And again, the heart behind the shelter and everything they do is that nobody has to sleep outside. They are willing to try and work with people 100%.
Yeah. And one other thing that was in the article there is this, and this, again, speaks to Berkshire County and the people here in Pittsfield and throughout the county, that you know, we are a giving bunch of people for the most part, you know, and they'd put out a call for blankets and had so many that they had to say, we don't need any more blankets at the moment, right? But that just speaks to how philanthropic people are and how caring people are here in this county. And again, it goes back to that community and that connection that is so vital here. And you are so woven into that with the Dream Center that you're able to make those connections. You know, you guys also take on donations, right? People can donate clothing. They can, and we talked a little bit a while ago about the Miracle on Morningside, so people can donate children's gifts and toys up until Saturday.
Right? Yes.
Because Saturday is the wrapping party,
yeah.
Right? It's a wrap after that, right?
Yes.
So, and then food. Can people donate food, or
yes.
Do you get, okay. All right, so it's not just through the food bank.
No.
Okay, so how can people reach out to you if they have something they want to give you?
Yeah, so right on our website, they can get in touch with us. They can call us as well at 413-522-3495. But we're there Tuesday through Friday. So if you stop by from 9 a.m. until almost 7 o'clock at night on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you can catch somebody for sure. And just come on by, and we'll accept those donations.
Yeah. And so what else you got going on? Anything else in the near future other than... well, you know, let's see, looking farther ahead, we're talking about the gala, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's in, when is that?
May.
May.
May
okay.
8th.
Is that a little bit later than usual, or is it, has it been that late?
So I have to say Easter is what we work around.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah.
We're a church too.
True.
Easter always moves.
Yes.
And so because of that, our gala, we have to adjust, or pivot is our word. But
right.
Usually the gala is in springtime. So usually March through May. So this year it is later than last, but that's because Easter moved on us. So it's May 8th.
Okay. May 8th this year.
Yes.
And you know, I was able to attend last year, and it was really impressive. You had the guest performer.
Yep.
And you had your silent auction, which was quite a lot of options.
Yes.
you had a lot of nice donations there. So it was a really good event. Where is it this year? Is it the same location?
Still, yep. So it's at Berkshire Hills Country Club.
Okay.
May 8th, we'll have tickets available the beginning of the year.
Okay.
It's one of it is the biggest fundraiser of the year that makes these programs possible. So we invite everybody to come. And so it's a fun night out. We always have music, live music during dinner service, a guest speaker, and a time just to connect and hear about what's been happening this past year and what's to come.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also talk about the neighborhood cleanup That was something that you mentioned earlier. Is that something that you do through the winter, or is that strictly a springtime warm weather kind of event?
Yeah, so both. Okay. I mean, summertime, we get more people to help, so there's more cleanup taking place. But during the wintertime, our team is still out in the streets talking, engaging with people, and they're so awesome because they just don't walk by trash. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, just thinking about one thing. They're always, like, looking around and wanting to make the streets look better than we found them. So all throughout the year. But Mondays and Fridays is when our team goes on North Street. You'll find them out there with our little carts, sometimes with hot chocolate and supplies for those in the streets, just talking, engaging, loving, letting people know about the resources, letting them know about ServiceNet, what we do, the meals, and that sort of thing, too. So all year long, you can find us out there.
So you may be, the mission may be something specific, but just out of habit.
Yeah. Oh, it's a habit.
You guys are still cleaning up as you go along.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have to say trash cleanup is one of my passions, and people sometimes think it's funny, but it's how we started, and, you know, adopting the streets, knocking on doors, cleaning up trash is how we met so many people that are family now. One person in particular, we knocked on her doors for months, and she didn't open it at all. She thought we were selling something because we were going two by two. She had no clue what was up, but then after she saw us cleaning trash, she said, if they care that much about my street and that much about my community, that they care more about the trash and those who live on the street, then there must be something to it. And that's what made her open up the door. And now, over 10 years later, she's our secretary. She's on leadership. She's been to the LA Dream Center. She answers the phone, and she's the one who runs our pantry. I mean, it's from trash that spoke to her so much, has changed her life, and now her whole family's involved, and her brothers serve. They drive our trucks. I mean, it's awesome to see from one act of service what can happen. So trash is something that I love doing.
Well, that leading by example that draws people in. And like you said, you said at the beginning about that level of consistency, right? And just being there, being part of the community, being out there, being genuine. And that's what people eventually, they see that, and they're drawn to it. So you've created quite a community within your community.
We have some amazing people, so thank you, yeah. But there's plenty of trash, so anyone wants to help serve, we can help go clean up the streets together and make it more beautiful. Right.
So there's another way, folks, if you're looking to volunteer through the Berkshire Dream Center, you know, to help out in the community here in Pittsfield. What else you got going on? Anything else coming up on the horizon here?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are taking place. One of them I'll share about briefly, just being mindful of time, is the Berkshire Hope House. We're in the final stages. I'm so excited. We finally fundraised what we had to fundraise to get open. Mm-hmm. So the renovations are now underway to get that. So it will be an after-school program to help serve children who are recovering from human trafficking and just being there for them. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a hope-filled center, again, aligned with the mission of the Dream Center, just to come alongside of them and let them know there is a purpose, there is hope, and there are those who care and love you. So that's coming up next year. We hope to open.
Now, is there an age group that's focused around or, you know, or open to?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So our team, we're now planning days and hours, and everyone is getting trauma-informed training. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a day for younger kids, elementary, and then there'll be a day for middle and high. So we're going to separate the two and have different days for them. And so we're also going to have the after-school packets available, work with families, and there'll be a whole process of signing up and that sort of thing as well. But that's on the horizon for 2026.
And I know, you know, what I do know about it is that, as you said earlier, you've been blessed with properties, right, or with places to do the work that you do. And so this was another example of that, something that was donated to you, more or less, right?
It was.
And then just the whole effort just really kind of unfolded pretty generously from people, right?
Yeah.
So, again, another example of how you've created, because of your consistency, you've created a place where people know that they can put their goodwill and their resources into, and they know that it'll be in good hands, I think.
We want to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given us so that we can be entrusted with more, you know, being faithful in the little so then you can have more. So that whole story is a miracle in itself. And so we're so blessed for that as well, to have a different building to be able to provide this. And also, too, I just want to share that program. We're in partnership. There's Dream Centers around the world. So we're in the network of the Dream Centers. And so there's Dream Centers in Phoenix, one in Phoenix and LA, that actually do that work with children in recovery, that actually have come alongside us to provide all the training and resources and phone calls of how to do this thing. And so it's nice to have a family to help back us up. And they've been around a lot longer than us. LA's 30 years. You know, we're moving into 15. Phoenix is longer, and they serve a lot more people in those places. So just being able to fly out there and train and learn from them is such a blessing too. So I think it's nice for people to know there is a Dream Center family. It's not a franchise like that. It's a support system. And so seeing what works across the country and getting the systems that work here in our county.
And then, so again, as I said before, you know, all these things that you do for this community, the dining room, the food pantry, the clothing, you know, the cleanups, all those things that you provide, that's what you do. And you're also a church.
Yes.
Right. They're not. You don't have to be a church member to partake in those things.
100%.
You don't have to. You don't even have to attend church if you partake in some of the other things that you might need. Right.
Right.
But these are two things that, that are side by side.
Yeah.
And so you also provide services on Sundays.
Yes. Right? 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. And I've seen your where you do your services and the concerts too, right? You go to the concerts in there as well. And you said it seats 400 people.
It does.
Yeah, it's a neat. It's a really neat setup. It's a really unique layout.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So it's a historic property. There's stained glass windows. There's pews. There's a balcony. So it's mixing the history and honoring the faithfulness of what's been built, as well as moving into where we are now. So it's the blend of modern with the historical, and it's definitely a beautiful building. So, for me personally, I'll just speak that for, you know, my faith, it's living out what I believe in and being the hands and feet, not just saying I believe, but actually living it. And so that's why it's so important what we do is at my heart of, again, the spiritual and the tangible. Like, if somebody's hungry, how can we really show them the love of God? And so that's where we are both. But just like you said, Brian, if you come and serve with us, you don't have to believe what we believe. Everyone's welcome. And you can come to church, and we hope that you'll get the passion to serve, because that's who we are. That's our DNA. But again, you can just come to service too.
And so Christmas Eve, you have a special mass, right?
Yes.
And what is that?
6 o'clock.
Yep.
So people can come. It will be candlelight. And we actually have the children performing on Christmas Eve and the Sunday before. So it's going to be a very special service. An hour Christmas carols, hearing, you know, the Christmas story, and just really sitting and reflecting on what the season is all about to us.
And now your regular masses, services, you have music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So when you come, your kids, again, are taken care of with something for all ages, and there's music, and then there's a message, and just engaging as well with what's taking place in the community. And we'll have you out of there in an hour 15.
Do you play any instruments?
I do not. My husband does. Yeah. He sings and plays guitar. And then both him and I share on Sunday. We alternate. So we co-pastor together.
Okay. You don't get, how about a tambourine or anything?
Not yet.
No.
If somebody's listening and can play.
So you've got that coming up. And, you know, again, just kind of reviewing some of the things that you guys offer. One other thing that's great is the health and wellness seminars, if you want to call it that, that you have a couple times a week. And those are in the mornings from like 9:30 to 11:30.
Yes.
That right?
Yep. Tuesday, Thursday. So this morning it will be taking place.
Okay. So, and those are free?
Completely free. People can just walk in. Yep. And it's, and for us, it's that barrier of education or finances or even transportation that we want to bring it to the people we serve, and just so they can learn how to take care of themselves, because we all only have one body. Yeah. So we have to take care of it.
And again, if somebody wants to donate or volunteer their time, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so BerkshireDreamCenter.org. Everything is on there. It is newly updated. We are ready to go. So if you go on there right now, you'll see the latest news, and you can just connect with us, see again the donations and how to serve with us. We'd love for anybody to come and to help make a difference in our community.
And I did notice that your website is refreshed.
Yes.
You've got a new look.
Yeah, we got a new person helping us now. So with the growth, we're trying to empower people. So I'm so excited. It's a new look, and new updates were done just this week.
Yeah, no, it looks great and easy to use.
Thank you.
Yes. So again, with Christmas coming up, the next big thing is the Miracle on Morningside, which you have 350 gifts that you give, or 350 kids, or 375 kids and gifts. Okay.
Yep.
And so that's coming up. You guys distribute that coming up very soon. This Saturday, if anybody's available, they could use some help with wrapping on those gifts. So
yes.
If you have a gift that you want to provide, get it there by Saturday. And then Saturday morning, check in with the Dream Center. They could use some help wrapping those gifts in time for Christmas. So anyway, we're wrapping up ourselves here. So please enjoy this weekend. From all of us here at WTBR, we appreciate you tuning in to the Morning Drive this morning. We hope that you'll join us every day. And thank you, Caitlin Miner with the Berkshire Dream Center.
Thank you, Brian, for having me.